Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's happening? It's your girl, Jaywani Vet.
I do it for the turn-up. And we ain't going nowhere. We praise them because it's necessary. So watch this turn this place into a sanctuary.
Jaywani Vet.
I do it for the turn-up.
She's a G for Jesus.
But I'll come to praise his name.
You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywani Vet.
What's up, what's happening? It's your girl, Jaywan Yvette. It's Sunday, December 3rd, 2023, and welcome to Sunday Inspiration. That was Yolanda Adams with the Carol of the Bells, What Child Is This Medley? And since it's the Christmas season, I wanted to start off this episode with a reminder that it's not about the man in the red suit, y'all. It's all about the baby in the manger. Can I get an amen? Now, before I move forward, I want to send a major shout out and major love to my church home, St. Paul Church in District Heights, Maryland, where the senior pastor is Pastor Robert J. Williams Sr., and the co-pastor is Pastor Bobby Williams Jr. Now, if you're ever in the DMV, we'd love to have you come worship with us. But if you're not in the area or not able to join us in person, you can still be a part of our service. We stream the service live via Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook every Sunday morning beginning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. You can go to spchurchonline.com for more details. That's S as in Saint, P as in Paul, churchonline.com. Now, this is my favorite time of year, and even though I'm moving through grief after two devastating losses in my immediate family, including my husband of almost 12 years, I'm leaning into the grace and comfort of God. I'm thankful for family and friends who have been showing me love and helping me through this journey. And I'm keeping my focus on our Savior and remembering that this season is all about Him. So coming up next, I've got one of my all-time favorite holiday songs. This is Mary J. Blige with Mary, Did You Know? You're rocking with your girl, Jaywan Yvette, and this is Sunday Inspiration.
Thank you.
What's up, what's happening? It's your girl, J1 Yvette. Now here on Sunday Inspiration, I come to bring you the latest and greatest in gospel music every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But if you want to get your worship and praise on all through the week, let me tell you about this cool Facebook page, y'all. It's facebook.com/soundsfromheaven. That's facebook.com/sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, from heaven. Get your worship and praise on with that good gospel music, preaching, and even a little bit of comedy and inspiration. Once again, it's facebook.com/sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, from heaven. And then every Sunday, join me for Sunday Inspiration at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday Inspiration every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m.
The first prophecy in the Bible is what God said to Satan. God said this, and I'll put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed. God is talking to Satan and God is saying, I'll put enmity between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise, or in the Hebrew, crush your head and you will crush his heel. Now Jesus dying on the cross crushed Satan's head and Satan crushed his heel. Now which is better, crush head or crush heel? Of course, crush head. You are finished. Permanent head damage, right? PhD. So, Jesus crushed Satan at the cross, but he had to die. Crush heel means what? He's also hurt in the process. Amen? He had to die for our sins. For God to create, he only had to speak. But for God to redeem, he had to bleed. There's no other way to save man. The other alternative is to just wipe man out. But God is not willing to do that. He loves you and I too much. So the Bible tells us, the first prophecy that God said to Satan, that I'll put enmity between your seed and her seed. Straight away, God signified a virgin birth. Notice her seed, a woman does not have seed. The male has seed. The woman has egg. And when the seed meets with the egg, then you have life. But here God is saying, your seed, Satan, and her seed. So the war down to the generations has been proclaimed right there that it's from a virgin, because a woman doesn't have seed. So from a virgin will come forth the dragon slayer, the serpent destroyer, the redeemer of men. His name is Jesus. So God prophesied as the first prophecy in the Bible. Now, when that happened, Adam and Eve later on gave birth to Cain and Abel, their two sons, right? And Satan is not all-knowing. Satan probably thought, woman's seed, this is her son, so it must be one of them. I'll see who is it. And the Bible tells us Cain and Abel brought forth offerings to God. One, Abel brought forth the firstlings of a lamb, and killed the lamb. This is how they do it in those days. You bring a lamb to God, and because you know you have sinned, you only bring a lamb because you know you have sinned. Therefore, you lay your hands on the lamb. By laying your hands on the lamb, you're identifying with the lamb. Your sins are going into the lamb. And then the lamb, the innocent lamb, is killed. You are guilty, but because you laid your hands on the lamb becomes liable on your behalf. So the lamb is killed. The lamb is judged. But it is your judgment. It is your death that the lamb dies. And you walk away with the innocence of the lamb on you, with the favor of the lamb on you, with the favor of God upon you. You understand so far? Thus, the history of Israel with all their sacrifices, it's all about this. It's not that man is not guilty. Man is guilty, but God has found a way. But even then, it's not the perfect way. It's a lamb like paying by credit. You know, credit card is not your payment. Credit card is just like paying until the real payment happens. Every month, right? So the same thing. So when he observes, Satan observed these two sons of Adam and Eve, and Abel offered to God a blood sacrifice by saying, I'm a sinner. Only the blood, an innocent blood, can wash me clean. And God showed him favor. I don't know how God showed him favor. Maybe you find there's a light that comes on him and he's blessed and the brother saw it. But the brother did not bring a blood sacrifice. The brother brought the works of his hands. He was a farmer and he brought salad dressing, lettuce, broccoli, and things like that. And there's no blood. It's as if he's saying, I'm not a sinner. I don't need the blood to wash me. I can bring the effort. As long as I have good efforts, God will accept me. And the Bible says God rejected him. Maybe it was like a dark cloud that came and he was had covered himself and all that. I do not know. But obviously, he knew, Satan saw this, and Satan saw that Abel, who offered the blood sacrifice, had favor with God. The other one did not. So what did he do? This must be the woman's seed. I will kill him. So he got his brother Cain to murder, the first murder in history. God came to murder his brother. Again, Abel wasn't the seed. That tells you that Satan is not all-knowing. God is all-knowing. If you want to follow someone who is all-knowing. You and I, we both are not all-knowing. The term used is omniscient. Omni means all. Seer means knowing. God is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. All-knowing, all-present, and all-powerful. Follow the one who is all-knowing, who is all-powerful, who is all-present. He is present in every month of the year this year. Amen. Amen. Don't follow a loser. Amen. Don't even follow yourself. Because our understanding is finite. The mystery of Christmas is when the one who is infinite came into time and became finite. The one who is all present came into a location in Bethlehem and became.
It's a parade party and everybody's invited. You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl Jaywani Vet.
Let all within us
It's Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywan Yvette. That was music from C.C. Winans and Oh Holy Night. Now, if this isn't enough to get you into the spirit of the season, I don't know what will, but I still have a little bit more coming up, so we're not done yet. Quick programming note, I'll be back next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for another new episode of Sunday Inspiration at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday Inspiration. Now, that's where I'd like to fill up your tank with that good gospel music to get you ready to face the week ahead. And unlike a trip to the gas station, honey, this fill-up won't cost you a thing. Now, the Bible says where two or more are gathered in His name, He is in the midst. So let's touch and agree over these interwebs every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m., and let's make it a Holy Ghost party. Now, before I move on, I want to send a shout-out to my official promo team, Team Jaywan Yvette, which is run by my girls Brenda J, Tracy, and Amina. You can follow them on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at Team Jaywan Yvette. That's team like in football team, JawanYvette. And don't forget to join my Patreon squad for early access to the podcast, including bonus content you won't hear anywhere else, as well as early access to my music before it drops, and more behind the scenes and exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. Just clickety-click on over to patreon.com/justifiedmadness31. That's patreon.com/justifiedmadness31. Now, before I close out, I want to send a shout out to all my fam bam. Whether by blood or by love, I love you to life and I love you for real. Screaming all the way to heaven, I love you and miss you, Ellis. I'm missing you, especially during this holiday season, but I carry you in my spirit, and I know you're up there celebrating with our Lord. So I always think of you and always carry you in my spirit each and every day. Shout out to my St. Paul Church family, our pastors, all of our ministry leaders, all of my Twamly, my Threadies, my Mad Hatters, my Young Nation, Lady Couture, Royalty, Ms. Royalty, I should say, Lawan, Sabrina, Keisha, Desea, Cajay, Trina, Tell, Mark, Janelle, Yvette, Shane, and last but never ever least, my daughter Jessie. She's the voice you hear at the top of the hour every Wednesday and Saturday on Justified Madness. Now, coming up next, I have music from Kiara Sheard Kelly with Angels We Have Heard on High. And that song also features Chrisette Michelle. Then on the other side of the commercial, I'm closing out with Kirk Franklin and Jesus is the Reason for the Season. Child, let me tell you, personal note, I used to love singing that song with my choir. And it was kind of funny because back in the day, Kirk Franklin was considered, you know, a little edgy for the gospel music realm. So we had to kind of gently persuade our pastor at the time to allow us to sing any Kirk Franklin songs. But man, he allowed us to sing that for the Christmas concert. And when I tell you, we were hype. Yes, indeed. So anyway, I have a personal history with that song, and I just wanted to put that out there in the atmosphere. You are rocking with your girl, Jaywan Yvette, and this is Sunday Inspiration.
Yeah.
So what's happening? It's your girl, Jaywan Yvette, sending a shout out to Erica Campbell. Yes, that Erica Campbell of Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. And make sure you're listening to her as well as Darlene McCoy on the Nightly Spirit Show and the Willie Moore Jr. Show. If you're in Richmond, VA, make sure you go to Praise 104.7 on your FM dial or hit up praiserichmond.com to listen worldwide.
From traditional gospel to the new sounds of Christian music, you're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywan Yvette.
Hey!
Thanks for rocking with your girl. And thank you, Lord, for allowing me another chance to share with my fam. I'll be back on the air this Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Justified Madness at blogtalkradio.com/justifiedmadness. See you there.